This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Marcelina, M-A-R-C-E-L-I-N-A, last name Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Her date of birth is November 12, 1979. Patient seen for precision family medicine and particularly for Dr. John W. Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, M-D. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 44-year-old Hispanic female does not smoke, denies alcohol, denies any drug allergies. Symptoms. The patient had episode of a rash over the face and neck, followed by significant shortness of breath for few seconds. Patient went to emergency room. She was given steroid cream. It happened twice thereafter. The last episode, she was given steroid shot. She was also placed on singulair, and during these evaluations, she was found to have elevated WBC count, and on first evaluation, white cell count was 12.37. That was on March 21st, and on April 10, it was 13.4. Her hemoglobin was also high in March. It was 16.4, creat was 47.4. Since then, hemoglobin has normalized. Her past medical history, she has been fairly healthy. She takes singular as well as Pepcid. Physical exam, 4 feet 11 inch tall, weighing 156, blood pressure 118/79, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, leukocytosis, mild. Diagnosis 2, transient erythrocytosis, cause unclear. Recommendations will redraw CBC and CMP and TSH. New paragraph. Discussion. She did have 2-3 episodes of elevated white cell count, followed by and also one time elevated hemoglobin hematocrit. However, hemoglobin hematocrit normalized. I don't know at this point what is the status of elevated white cell count. So we will recheck CBC, CMP. We will also check TSH. My thinking is that since the elevation was transient and since it is coming down, I do not think she has any underlying significant hematological issue. It could have been either infection or some sort of allergy, or sometimes even topical steroid could cause elevated WBC count on account of steroid effect. We will await the result of CBC. If it is normal, then no further workup might needed. If it is abnormal, then definitely we should recheck it in 2-3 months. Thank you. This is a follow-up this is a consultation on Marcelina Gonzalez. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. John Bailey of Precision Family Medicine. Thank you.